ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be addressing a question which is very interesting and significant. And this question is related to one of the characteristics and features of the Day of Resurrection. As you know, the Day of Resurrection, the Qiyamah, has been referred to in the Holy Quran and in the Hadith with various designations and names. One of the names and designations that the Holy Quran uses to refer to the hereafter, the Day of Resurrection, is the Day of Regret. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, warn them of the Day of Regret, when the matter will be decided, while they are yet heedless and do not have faith. So the Day of Resurrection is a day of regret. It is a day when we will all regret, the actions that we have performed in the hereafter, in this world. And because none of us are infallible except the Imams and the Divine Prophets, alayhim as-salam. All of us have sinned, all of us have made mistakes, all of us have acted in such a way that might prove regretful for us in the hereafter. But in any case, the question that we want to address today is, who is the person who will have the most regret in the hereafter? The person with the greatest regret in the hereafter? Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the form of a hadith which has been transmitted from the sixth Imam of the family of the Prophet, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said the following in this regard. He said, the most regretful person on the Day of Resurrection will be the man who speaks justice yet acts in opposition to it with others. Meaning a person, he speak of justice and fairness and acting with others with equity, but personally and practically speaking, when the time comes for him to deal with others, he might act oppressively and unjustly and without equity with them, and we can kind of elaborate on this hadith and expand on it when we compare it with another hadith which has been transmitted from one of the other imams. Right now I don't recall the name of the imam who it was transmitted from, and that is this, that the most regretful person in the hereafter is a scholar or a learned person who advises people to do good but does not act upon what he says to them. On the Day of Resurrection, he will see the same people that he advised to be good and be fair and be just and be pious. He will see that what he told them, those people acted upon it, and they were rewarded for it, and they entered paradise for it. But he himself, he didn't act upon what he was preaching to them. And because of that, he enters the fire for it. So this will be a great source of regret when he sees, the people that he was advising, his followers, they were listening to him and they were acting upon what he said, and they entered paradise on account of it. But this person, he didn't, and it will be a great source of regret for him. So I think this hadith that we mentioned from Imam Sadiq, it kind of echoes and reverberates what we just mentioned in the second hadith. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the person with the greatest regret in the hereafter, in the light of the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.